There is life in the seed of the Word of God. There is life in the seed of the kingdom. The kingdom will expand, whether we like it or not, whether we realize it or not. The kingdom is expanding. And that's why the Apostle Peter said in 1 Peter 1:23, he said this, "For you have been born again, not of perishable seed, but of imperishable, through the living and enduring Word of God." Every one of us here in this hall, we have been born again only because we received the imperishable seed of God's Word into our heart. And this seed, when it is received with faith, it will germinate, it will bring forth life in us. And this life that we are experiencing today, it is divine, it is eternal, it is incorruptible. Are you with me? See, and the power to grow is inherent in the seed. And that is why when we sow the seed of God's Word into people's life, we must remember that the seed that we are sowing, it is imperishable, it's incorruptible, it is eternal. And if these seeds are received with faith, then it will ultimately produce life. You know, sometimes we may not see immediate results, but we must know that we know the seed that we have, the seed that we sow, it will germinate and bring forth life. Are you with me? And that's critical. Have you ever noticed there are trees that are planted next to the road? And then after a while, you know what will happen to the road? The pavement, the concrete pavement begins to break. Some of the roads are broken up, lifted up, in fact. Why? I tell you why, because there is life underneath. There is life underneath. You see, and this is the power of the seed. It's the power of life. John chapter 6, verse 63, Jesus said, "The Spirit gives life. The flesh counts for nothing. The words that I speak to you, they are spirit and they are life." And the power to grow is inherent. It is built in. There's a true incident that took place in London many years ago. They were excavating an old building. And while they were doing that, they found a packet of seeds. And just for fun, some of the engineers took the seeds and they sowed it. And to their surprise, you know, the seeds actually sprouted and grew. You see, the point is this. The seeds may be dormant, but there is life inside. And when the conditions are right, the seed will sprout. And I always tell parents, you know, I want you to know something, parents, that the seeds that we have planted into the life of our children through the Sunday school, through the youth ministry and all that, they never die. The seeds never die. Sometimes you may see our children, our young people straying away, but one thing you must remember is the seed that we have sown into their life, they never die. And when the conditions are right, it may come back to life again. The seed will germinate and it will grow. The seed never dies. Can we say amen to that, yeah? The seed never dies. And the power to grow is inherent in the seed. If we are alive in Christ this morning, we will grow. Now, turn to your neighbor and tell the person, we will grow, okay? You are going to grow in the year 2011. Everyone will, because the seed is in us. The power to grow is inherent in the seed. Here's the second principle that Jesus taught us. The process for growth is often invisible. It's often invisible. We can't see it sometimes. Verse 27 and 28, Jesus said, "The seed sprouts and grows, though he does not know how. All by itself," everybody say all by itself. Yeah, all by itself, the soil produces grain. Every farmer knows this, that his job is to sow the seed, water the ground, fertilize the field, but in the end, growth comes from God. Growth cannot be forced. Sometimes he does not even know how it will come about. See, sometimes the farmer don't even know how the growth comes about, but he knows and he trusts that it will happen by itself. Question is this, how did it happen? We may not even know sometimes. But unconsciously, you know, people are growing. Unconsciously, the Word of God, you know, the kingdom, the life of God within you is taking effect. Sometimes we ourselves don't even know how we arrive to where we are today. Isn't that right? Sometimes we don't even know how we got here. It is the seed that is within us.